Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
So you can reach us or any of our guests. You can text or call me on my personal line at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G. And you can see all the information for our guests today at DougHaldeman.com. DougHaldeman.com. So I want to welcome back to the studio. We have Kim Magaletta, Al Rosen, and Jason Pasha, so three of the top managers for Coldwell Banker Gundaker. So, guys, going into the break, I teased with the segment about, you know, we have Gordon Gundaker's daughter, Kim Magaletta, and you've made a name for yourself, you're separate from your dad, but I have to imagine that since you grew up in the business, there were a lot of lessons that you learned from him. What were some of the biggest ones you could think of, and what was it like growing up around a St. Louis real estate legend?
Well, he worked all the time, so when we did get to see him, you know, he worked from morning till night. So I think work ethic was really a big one. But, you know, he had a big thing of work hard, play hard. And he would tell us, you know, you can play as hard as you want, but you better get up the next morning and be at work. And to this day, I won't mention how old I am, but he still calls me and sees if I'm at the office till late at night. If I'm not, he'll ask me, what am I doing home if it's before 6 or 7 o'clock? So
he's encouraging you to have the same work ethic he did.
Great work ethic. But the big thing for him, I think his biggest success is he always was a very honest guy, but he always treated people right. I mean, he would take care of everybody, and people loved him for that. But he always put that customer first. So, you know, that's something that was ingrained in us. We worked hard for people. We worked hard for our agents. We worked hard for our customers. So,
when there's no way he could have reached the level of success that he did without putting people first and without making sure that the importance that they're served before he served.
We had that at growing up. We knew that the company and the agents were first and foremost, even for our family. So all of us, my sisters and brothers, you know, even though my brother's not in real estate now, but we knew, I have a lot of sisters that still are, and we know that how important that is. And so the company and the agents were the most important thing, and we had to cater to that all through our family life as we grew up.
Well, and the only way to retain salespeople is to cater to them.
Absolutely.
I mean, they can go anywhere, and there's always a competition of who's going to pay the highest commission, that type of thing, and that's not always the best way to keep good people.
No, and I think something that we all have to realize, I think all of us have realized, is they do have choices. And we are blessed and lucky to have them with us. So, and you have to take care of people in that way. And that's why I think makes our culture so special in our company is how we take care of people. You take care of the agents who take care of our customers and things all work out. And one other thing that I think he also taught us was it wasn't about the money. He said the most important thing was if you take care of the customer, the money will take care of itself.
That's a great attitude because the money will come. And you know, the way that you have really taken care of the salespeople has helped you guys retain agents. What is the retention rate for the offices?
I'll tell you what, it's actually interesting. From a company perspective, our retention rate of our top quartiles is over 98%. It's one of the top in the country. And Kim, I think, said the magic word earlier. When you talk about the company, culture is really our biggest feature, because when you have professional associates working together in a strong environment, you have the top managers who provide the best training. You have a strong work environment. You have 19 offices. We work together. We have the backing of a nationwide company as well as a local presence. I mean, it's a great combination. And, you know, when sales associates, Al mentioned earlier, they're independent contractors. Our independent contractor agreement can be severed at any point. And the reason I mention that is because I tell associates all the time, especially new associates who are joining our team, I say, people stay here because they love it here. They don't stay here because we hold a contract in front of them. They enjoy working for the company because of all the benefits we provide them and the training support. And obviously, when you have the number one company, number one market share, top website, all of those types of things, it makes it easy. It's hard to argue with that when you're in a living room of a seller. When you're going in competition as an agent, competing for business, and you have the absolute best of every feature available in the market, it's very hard to beat that combination. So
now, Al, you had some baseball history, so you're used to working on a team, right?
Right. Right.
So tell us how that helps you in today with your real estate.
Yeah, that's a great team. A great question and a point that needs to be brought out is, you know, with the 1,900 agents and, you know, the 19 offices and 1,500 agents, if there is somebody within our network of our team or agents that can answer a question. I mean, real estate, people get into business with real estate because every day is a new day, new problems. Every deal is different, just like you, Doug, with the lending.
It's not always easy.
It isn't. And so, you know what? If I don't know an answer, I'm big enough to say, or Jason, or I can get on the phone with Jason or Kim or our senior management or even our top agents and say, hey, have you ever run into this problem? So it really is synergistic effect where we could all get it done. We have those resources that we lean on each other and to get the job done, because we realize that, you know, buyers and sellers, this is their largest financial investment of their life, you know, and we're very mindful and we're very careful about that, and we take that very serious.
And your baseball career, too, we have a little claim to fame here over here that weren't you David Freeze's Little League baseball coach? Oh,
yeah, a long time ago. When David was starting out, as a matter of fact, he played with my son over at Merrimack. My son also played pro baseball, and they played at Merrimack, and then David went on to play at South Alabama, which was my alma mater, so I introduced him over to that group. And so, yeah. Kind of started that way.
After the World Series, some of the sports talk shows maybe wanting to send him back there.
I hope not. He's a great player and a great guy.
Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, he is a fantastic player, and that's certainly a joke because we love David Freeze. In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We have a mastermind today of some of the top real estate minds in St. Louis. We have Al Rosen from the DePere office of Coldwell Banker Gundacre. We have Jason Pasha from the Chesterville office, and we have Kim Magaletta from the St. Charles, the 94 Mid Rivers office. So, guys, you know, it's funny because when you talk about culture, you guys obviously have the culture. I just checked Facebook the other day, and I saw actually Colleen Lawler. I don't think she'll mind me saying her name, that, you know, she had posted a big paintball team paintball adventure that they had just had, and that just looked like a blast. Like, you could just see the sheer joy in their eyes that they took the time out, went out as a team. Jason, that was in your office, right?
It was put together on Thursday out of our office, and it was a great event. Boy, the weather was fantastic, and sometimes it's a great release to be able to go shoot people. So sometimes the stresses of this business, when you can get a few cohorts together, and so you know, it's just one of those, as Kim mentioned earlier, work hard, play hard. I mean, I don't know that you'll find a more dedicated group of associates than you have with our company. But along with that and the stresses, because when you're in the real estate business, and again, Doug, you know this as well, they say when you deal with people, you really don't want to mess with their family, you don't want to mess with their money, you don't want to mess with their house. And we get to mess with all three. And so oftentimes that can be a stressful situation. And oftentimes as agents, we're mediators. We really are trying to be unemotional and coach people through one of the most stressful things in their life. And so oftentimes associates take that on. So it's fun to get out and have a good time together and cut loose for an hour or two. And then inevitably it was right back to the grindstone, because I remember Thursday evening I was on the phone till about 11 o'clock that night solving a couple of issues for Friday closing. So it went well.
Well, and you guys have to, I mean, I would think the majority of your day gets spent putting out fires. I mean, there's one tough situation after another, and the bigger your office, then the more situations you're going to run across, because, you know, things in real estate just don't always go smoothly, no matter how well people do their jobs.
Yeah, that's good. You know, the good news is we have business, so problems are good. We look at it as managers, problems are good, because that means we're doing business. If we didn't have any business, we wouldn't have any issues, so problems are always good for us. So.
Well, how much satisfaction do you guys as managers get out of the problem-solving aspect of it? Because I know myself as a manager, I have to keep myself out of those issues sometimes, because I love solving them. I love sitting there troubleshooting, and with the bevy of experience, you get to draw upon that knowledge and come up with creative solutions, help bring parties together, help think outside the box. What are some of the things you guys have to do to solve those problems on a daily basis?
Well, I think one thing that I know all three of us get great satisfaction is seeing our agents being successful. That's what we do. And I think one of the benefits of Coldwell Banker Gundacre is that we as managers are non-competing managers. We don't list. We don't sell. Our sole responsibility is to see that our real estate agents that work for us are successful. So they're successful and they're happy when they are closing deals. So that's our total focus in our office.
I love seeing that. Jason, do you have, you know, what, how does it affect you, I guess, on a regular basis? You're having to help solve these issues.
I'll tell you what, it's it is interesting because each of us come from our own independent backgrounds. But we were at a recent management summit, and the management team and assistant management team, we pulled the years of experience, and there was over 600 years of real estate experience in the room, and we were working through some issues.
Like Moses in the room.
Say that again.
It's like having Moses in the room.
Like having Moses. That's right, having Moses.
Well, like,
yeah. It was great. That's
right. Yeah, lead you out of the desert for 40 years.
For 40 years. 40 years and 40 nights. But ultimately, it was it just goes to show when you have the experience to be able to lean on it. And you wake up in the morning and you think, you know what, after 15 years, I've sold hundreds and hundreds of homes personally, I've managed thousands, surely I've seen it all at this point. And inevitably you walk in the next day and you think, oh my gosh, you can't make this stuff up. And so at the end of the day, it's great to either you know, have the satisfaction of putting a bow on something and helping someone, because this is stressful when people have issues. It's something that the buyers or the sellers involved, this is their life, this is their family, and we take that very seriously. You know, we joke about it here, but at the end of the day, it's our expertise, our skill set, and our experience is what makes us so valuable, because oftentimes we have seen this before, and we know the most effective way to be able to coach through it. And if we can't coach through it, as Al mentioned, it's easy to pick up. We work together as not only individual offices, but the management team, to be able to pick up the phone and call another manager and say, hey, I know this is an expertise of yours, or this is something that you've experienced before, or just send a quick email. Hey, has anybody seen or heard this? And inevitably, it seems as though if there's a trend that's coming up or an issue that's facing our market, we're pretty quick to have a response or see someone else that has a resolution. So it's pretty satisfying.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times that I've seen a situation where I'm like, man, I could have never predicted I would see that in my career. There's just no way I could have ever predicted a situation like this could come up. And sure enough, like, new stuff comes up all the time that's a first.
And the good news, I think, for us is, too, you know, so many of the deals we'll do between our offices. So we get to work with each other who know the contract, who know the situations, and we can resolve a lot of issues very easily and quickly because we're selling a lot of our own listings because we have such a big market share.
Right. You're representing both sides,
yes.
Maybe different offices, but there's still going to be a synergy between,
yes,
that.
Absolutely.
Well, if you guys have time to stick around, I have some more questions because I'm going to ask, is now a better time to buy or sell? So our mastermind of managers from Coldwell Banker Gundaker will give us the real estate stats when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.